This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. 8 people have died in the Cuban capital of Havana after a powerful explosion apparently caused by a natural gas leak, which blew away outer walls from a 5-star hotel. At least 40 people are believed to be injured in the blast, which took place just a couple of hours ago. Havana Governor Reynaldo Garcia Zapata told the Communist Party newspaper Granma that no tourists had been staying at the Hotel Saratoga because it was undergoing renovations. Officials say about a dozen people are missing and that searchers are hunting for people who may be trapped. An elementary school next door was evacuated after the blast. There were no reports of injuries to students. A Ukrainian official said Friday that more civilians have been rescued through the tunnels under a besieged steel plant in Mariupol. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has blamed Russia's attack for keeping an estimated 200 civilians pinned down in the plant's underground bunkers. Reuters is quoting local authorities in Mariupol accusing Russian forces on Friday of opening fire on a car on its way to evacuate civilians from the plant. They said the Russian fire killed a Ukrainian fighter and violated a ceasefire agreement meant to aid the evacuations. Meanwhile, Ukrainian fighters at the sprawling Azovstal complex made their last stand to prevent Moscow's complete takeover of the strategic port city. Russia estimates some 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are holed up in the vast maze of tunnels and bunkers underneath the Azovstal steelworks, and those fighters have repeatedly refused to surrender. You can keep up on all the news we have from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president has lamented the lack of medical services in occupied areas of Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
In the east and south, the situation with access to medical services and medicines is just catastrophic. Even the simplest medications are missing. President Volodymyr Zelensky made the comments in a speech delivered at the Brave Ukraine charity event in the UK. Zelensky went on to say almost no treatment was available for those suffering from cancer, and insulin for diabetics was difficult to find or non-existent. He also said there were no antibiotics available. The Ukrainian president said during the course of the war, the Russian military had fired more than 2,000 missiles into Ukraine. He said the destroyed or damaged infrastructure includes nearly 400 hospitals and other medical facilities. I'm Karen Chamas.
America's employers added 428,000 jobs in April, extending a streak of solid hiring that has defied punishing inflation, chronic supply shortages, the Russian war against Ukraine, and much higher borrowing costs. Friday's jobs report from the Labor Department showed that last month's hiring kept the unemployment rate at 3.6%. That's just above the lowest level in a half century. It's been a busy day for Elon Musk's SpaceX, bringing home 4 astronauts, then launching 53 satellites. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
It all started around midnight in the Gulf of Mexico off Tampa, Florida.
The deployment of those main parachutes.
3 astronauts and 1 German were in the capsule after leaving the International Space Station.
The crew has splashed down.
Shuttle Commander Raja Chari jokingly had one complaint about the return to gravity.
These water bottles are super heavy.
Barely 5 hours after splashdown at Cape Canaveral in Florida.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. And liftoff.
And Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from Launch Complex 39A, carrying our 53 Starlink satellites.
SpaceX's William Gerstenmaier says satellites are nice, but flying people are a little special and a little bit different, and the team here sure understands that. He added there's a sense of relief and a sense of accomplishment that you know you've done something good. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on virtual currency mixer Blender, accusing it of being involved in one of the largest cryptocurrency heists on record and of being used by North Korea, this according to the U.S. Treasury Department. And recapping our top story this hour, a powerful explosion apparently caused by a natural gas leak has blown away the outer walls of a 5-star hotel in Havana. 8 people are believed dead and at least 40 are believed to be injured. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.